You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Welcome back. In this episode, I'm sharing with you the eighth of the corvate, taking the next steps. Once you start your journey, there's no turning back. While it may be easy to celebrate the beginning of a journey, aka taking that first step, here's something that many don't want to admit, and it's a truth. But let me get there. The 197th Infantry Brigade of the United States Army uses the motto, "Forever Forward." Now, it most accurately symbolizes taking the second, third, fourth, and every step thereafter. And why is this important? Well, personally, and here we go. Personally, I abhor when celebrations are made at the start of a journey. Sure, anyone can declare they want to sail around the world and set a date of embarkment, and soon parades are held, keys to the city are given, heroes are made long before they even drop a single oar in the water. Then come to find out, they never intended to launch in the first place because they lacked everything it would take to succeed. That's just one example. Other examples, and this one, well, again, it was something I observed, something that bothered me, but it's one of those that you see it throughout life. Somebody I knew in school got a full ride scholarship to Stanford University. It's like, cool, all right, good deal. And they were given, huge party, huge send off, the whole nine yards. And it's like, oh, you're going to be great. You're going to be a doctor. It was this or that or whatever. It didn't matter. They didn't last until Thanksgiving. They were gone by Thanksgiving. They were back home. And, how do you deal with somebody? How do you approach them when they build such high expectations and then poof, it's they couldn't do it. They couldn't hack it. They couldn't make it. I knew a guy. He was a young golfer. He was wanting to turn pro. He was top of his game. And he lived next door to my aunt. And so I knew him growing up. And he was, this, and the parents made him, to be this next great Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, and a great. And so off he goes to college because he got a scholarship to go to college. And he goes and he turns pro. He turned pro in his first tournament. They caught him cheating. He wasn't ready. But yet, the key to the city, the accolades, we've got somebody in our town is turning professional, this, and that. He wasn't ready. He resorted to cheating. And then come to find out throughout his academic time and while he was in school and he was a golfer, he was cheating then too. It all came out. He wasn't ready. But yet, they're made out to be this. So who's at fault? No one and everyone. But the individual, the one who did the cheating, is definitely at fault. The one who was not prepared is definitely at fault. So that's when I knew that I think we're celebrating things the wrong way. And that's why I don't like it. That's why I detest it. The real celebration, the real victory comes in going all in and getting it done. That's it. No cheating. Comes in under par, wins the tournament. There we go. Now we got a celebration. Wow, this kid was the real deal. Goes to college, goes to Stanford University, learns, gets a degree, moves on to medical school. Wow, this guy did it. But no, That's not always the case. So going all in, getting it done, whatever it is, whatever you set your mind to do, the only way to get it done is to go beyond that first step. Sure, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, but guess what? You must still walk those 1,000 miles. The journey's not over. See, you've arrived at your destination. You took more than the first step. Now comes the celebration. Not one step before. You have to cross that finish line. They don't award the gold medal for the marathon and the Olympics until the first person crosses the line, and the second person and third person. That's when the medal happens. They don't do it up front. Oh, well, you might be the winner. Here you go. Here's your gold medal. No. So if you've ever heard of Charles Lindbergh, we'll talk about him. He was the first person to fly solo, nonstop, across the Atlantic in 1927, almost 100 years ago. We've come a long way. But you know what I'm going to say. Of course, some people knew about Lindbergh's attempt to fly across the Atlantic while he was still on the American side, the United States side of the Atlantic. However, there was almost no type of media coverage on his date and time of departure. No keys to the city, no fireworks show. However, on the other side of the Atlantic, it was a completely different story. Once he landed, he made it. He did it. There he was, an American, having just flown the Spirit of St. Louis, the plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, across the North Atlantic and successfully landing in France. Parades, accolades, celebration. It was the same when he returned stateside. There was ticker tape parades and everything. Instantly, he was an international hero, but when he got it done, because when he took all the steps, when he flew all those miles. However, had he gone down into the icy Atlantic Ocean, his name would have just been added to the countless others who tried but never made it. I bet some of them had parades and fireworks before departing. So, yes, folks, I expect you to celebrate your victories along the way. Celebrate your victories. You should celebrate embarking on any journey or adventure. However, don't get so hung up on prematurely having over-the-top situations. Rejoice in yourself and the journey you have taken to get to the point that you are ready to go further and farther, but save the key to the city until after. Because what if? Right? So what if you don't complete the journey? There's a reality. What if you don't? Well, what if there's no one around to throw you a ticker tape parade? Then you get back up and you do everything you can to complete it. Do not see it as a failure, but see it as an opportunity to learn from what caused you not to reach the goal, and then adjust and act. There is no rule that you get one shot at anything. No, you get more shots. You can keep on trying and adjusting until you succeed, but you keep on trying, you keep on adjusting, you keep on trying. You're going to succeed. Remember, this journey is going to take as long as it needs to take. It's those that stop trying to get back up, and they're never going to succeed. You have it in you as someone that wants to lead themselves first and then lead others. Now, in the next episode, we're going to put all 8 together, wrap up the introductory series, and prepare to move forward in our self-leadership journey as we get the perspectives of those individuals that are prime examples of self-leadership. I hope you join me then. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books, and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra, Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you.
drop me a note, and listen, hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.